Ave Maria.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to day number 30.
Wow, that means we're getting close to the end.
And you must be getting tired of us. Well, we are honored by your presence. We're honored by your comments. We thank you for your time. This message of Fatima, if you haven't noticed, is a message, one of the key components of repentance, turning from sin. This is why Our Lady came. And so this is why we're examining our conscience again today and examining which commandment?
Thou shalt not steal, which is really an act of injustice because we should not be taking something that does not belong to us.
That's right. That's right.
And she talks about how when we covet something that belongs to someone else, that's usually the beginnings of, you know, potentially leading us to steal.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's a really interesting point because as our mind goes, our life is sure to follow. As we think, we will tend to act. And so there's the seeds of the theft. It begins in the heart and the mind.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And I love this quote that she shares.
If we do not have all that we need, and if we are able-bodied, we must work seriously and honorably to earn it. In fact, anyone who, despite good health and appropriate age, does not work, fails to observe the law of work imposed by God on the whole human race.
There is a command from God that we must work. Mm-hmm. What that would look like, depending on you know, your state in life, will be different. But God is calling each and every one of us to work.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the purpose of life is not leisure.
That's right.
The purpose of life is not retirement. The purpose of life is to glorify God. Mm-hmm. How? By knowing Him, loving Him, and serving Him in this life so that we could be with Him forever in the next.
That's right.
This is why we are here. So in our culture, we get so caught up in leisure. It's like we think that we're made for comfort or entitled to it.
That's right.
And we work a whole life just to retire.
Right. Or we work our whole year just to get summer holidays. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know, different phases in our life require different type of work.
Very true.
Know, like right now, this is a real intense work time because we are raising a family, right? Mm-hmm. And then as we maybe get into the phase of having grandchildren, maybe our work will look different.
Right. So I would challenge anyone who is retired. It doesn't mean that you have to work the same job your entire life, but God has a work for us no matter what stage of life we are in. It might not be the same career, but He has a work.
Yeah, as long as we're able-bodied.
And even when we're able-bodied, maybe our work shifts to a deeper prayer life, or it might be like offering our sufferings because eventually our body kicks out and says, I've had enough. So what are we going to do with that? Well, within our bodies that are giving up, we can offer them, and that might become
our
work.
And it becomes a corporal act of mercy. And that's the beautiful thing, is that our life is always valuable regardless to what state we're in.
Mm-hmm. It's so oftentimes we think that our life is valued upon the productivity that we do. But you think about Jesus's moment of one of his most beautiful ones is when he's pinned to the cross. His hands, his feet, they can't go anywhere. He can't do anything. He's parched. He can barely speak. And it's in that moment that he's actually accomplishing the most. So maybe you feel like that right now. Maybe your hands or feet are pinned and your mouth is parched because of a circumstance in your life. God is not done with you. Offer that. That could be your work. So let's examine our hearts now to see, well, maybe we haven't actually like stolen anything like this. But what are different ways that, you know, stealing can manifest in our lives?
Offenses against the seventh commandment. Have I taken something that doesn't belong to me against the reasonable will of the owner? Deliberately defaced, destroyed, or lost another's property? Cheated on a test, taxes, sports, games, or in business? Squandered money in compulsive gambling, shopping, or drinking? Made a false claim to an insurance company? Purposely did not honor my part of a contract. Deliberately failed to make good on a debt. Neglected my duties as an employee or employer. Been idle with time for which I was paid. Not returned what I borrowed. unjustly or fraudulently declared bankruptcy, under the appearance of help, taken advantage of the needy and caused greater complications for financial gain, knowingly received, bought, or shared in stolen goods.
And one thing that Sister Lucia does mention in the book is that another form of stealing is when we defame someone's reputation, when we steal their good name, when we spread lies about them.
And it's so easy to do that with a click of a button now through social media. So just things to keep in mind so that we can turn our hearts back to Jesus. If you feel like you've struggled with any of these things, God's mercy is waiting in the sacrament of reconciliation. You are at your best in the sacrament when you confess and repent. Be encouraged by that. There was no theft in the heart of Our Lady. When we steal, it indicates selfishness. We're thinking about ourselves, and Our Lady didn't live her life this way. In fact, it's the opposite. She was generous. She gave continuously. Mm-hmm. So in our devotion to Our Lady and our consecrating ourselves to her, let's remember a story from the Gospels about Jesus where he feeds the 5,000. They have this huge crowd before them, and how are they going to feed them? Well, Peter says there's this boy here. He's got 5 loaves and 2 small fish. So Jesus does the unexpected thing. He gets them to sit down, but you know the miracle. They feed everyone with a multiplication of just 5 loaves, 2 fish. Not only do they feed everyone, but there's stuff left over. Mm-hmm. Jesus tells them to gather it up, and it all fits to 12 baskets. There's a significance there for another time. The point is this. Jesus was exceedingly abundant and generous. There was leftovers. And who imitates Jesus perfectly? It's Our Lady. So when you go to her and say, "Gee, Mary, I offer to you my 5 loaves, my 2 fish, what is she going to do? She's going to multiply it when she offers it to her son. And what's going to happen? You're going to have leftovers. She's going to bless you beyond what you can think of or imagine. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to be clear. It's not her blessing. It's Jesus's blessing coming through her intercession. But just to remember that Our Lady is exceedingly generous because her son is exceedingly generous. Mm. And not only that, but God is exceedingly generous with her. Now, love doesn't want to be outdone by love. So she's going to see the generosity that God has given her, and she's going to try to be exceedingly generous back. And what is she going to do? She's going to love those that God loves with great abundance. That's you. So in our preparation to consecrate ourselves to Our Lady, realize she wants to be exceedingly generous with graces to you. Mm. Give her your 5 loaves and your 2 fish and expect miracles. So friends, with that, let us pray the rosary. Link right up there, Our Lady of Fatima.
Pray for us.
We invite you to join our journey. Get all 33 Fatima consecration videos emailed to you. Head over to fatimaconsecration.org and sign up.
Also, share this video with others. It's an easy way of spreading the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. Together, we can do something wonderful for God. God bless, friends.